That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
As I started the day strong, and as we get towards the end of the day, I think I had about 2 hours of sleep last night.
Uh-huh.
And I got in here early, you know, even earlier than usual because I was the only one in here this morning. I'm trying to figure out everything, talking to Spanish, talking to Pap, trying to get Bone TV set up, getting everything recorded. Had a lovely time on that program. Enjoyed my time with the gang there. I won Whose Tweet Is It Anyway?
I heard. That was amazing.
Yes. Thank you. I took a lot of pride, you know, in that. And, you know, just had some conversation on there a bit. And then I wrap up, I go home, and I set up my computer for work, and I'm looking at my emails. I start to make myself a sandwich.
Sure.
And my phone, I look, and I got a bunch of notifications from Twitter.
Huh. And you had a good show. Everybody wanted you to know.
Yeah. And I guess, apparently... What the deal was that I was being tarnished on the Roger and JP program. Yes, for something that I said.
Oh, no.
And I took a lot of offense to that. Now, I got to admit, Johnny B, I called you earlier in the day today and said, like, oh, we got to talk about this.
Right.
I went back and pulled some audio, and maybe because I was expecting it to be really bad, it wasn't as bad as I thought. However... Well,
you know, when you're getting it from third and fourth and fifth parties, you know, it's going to be like that old telephone game when you're in grade school. And it's going to be kind of like hyperbolized big time by the time it gets to you. So you always have to take things with a grain of salt. Also, you know, things aren't always told in the same context, especially when it goes down the line. So, yeah,
that's true. That's true, and I did take that into account, but I was heated, frankly, because it was such a throwaway little thing. Now, what happened was, well, I'll tell you what, should we just go and play the audio from the Roger and JP show? I went through the trouble of pulling
now,
that audio.
Do you want to play that audio first, or do you want to play the audio that created all of it? I mean, I don't know how much audio you pulled, but you did pull some audio, and by the way, folks, if you're tuning in, and you are because you're listening... You don't want to go anywhere because this is probably going to consume a big chunk, if not the entire 2 hours of our show. We'll be taking phone calls on this because it's been a while since you and I or either one of us has been wrapped up in some controversy that's been talked about pretty much on every show. And, you know, it's rare because we usually keep ourselves out of controversy. I have gotten myself into it in the past, and a lot of it, most of it, has been in the same kind of regard where you say something that is meant one way and it's taken another way. And before you know it, there is a complete forest fire where there shouldn't have been really a spark. So how do you want to present it? This is on you because this is about you.
Well, I think we should play the Monica audio first to have her explain it because
okay.
I didn't hear this. Now, I just got the Twitter notifications, and they're like, you should call in to Roger and JP. You're getting bashed bad.
I saw that, too. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. And I kind of expected it to kind of be like a jokey type of atmosphere.
Sure.
So I asked somebody. I was like, why? What's up? And they said, oh, Monica is just saying these things. It's just in a disparaging light. She's mixing it all up, getting it all wrong. So I went, oh, okay, well... You know, it was a joke, so I figured maybe it was a jokey atmosphere. I called in and immediately found out that it was not a jokey atmosphere. By the way, big ups to Spike and Dizzy for being rational human beings here.
Oh, yeah. I heard that also. They both got it. Like, and, you know, because obviously this is radio banter, and most of the things that we say, especially on another show, are in fun. And we, you know, you're going to say stuff that, you know, it's ball busting, it's banter, and they got it. Absolutely got it. So, especially Spike and one of the things that you know that was you know conjured up on the Calta show was about him, you know, and yeah, they get it. I was proud of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'll just let her explain. So, what happened was the narrative went through Monica today. And it, I didn't really get any time to rebut this. I didn't think I had to. So when I called in, I was expecting a jokey atmosphere, and it was quite the opposite. So I kind of was like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. And, you know, Roger and JP don't know me. They don't. I guess Monica said that we complain a lot on this show about our circumstances, which we do, well, but it's kind of snark. It's not really complaining.
Yeah.
We know the deal. We know
we also talk about how much we love this, and that's why we do it. When we complain, it's really kind of halfway a bit. You know what I mean? Like, we're not trying to get fired. We're not trying to be a problem, obviously, but it's just part of our personalities. I complain about a lot of stuff. You know, it's just what we do. You know, but at least she's listening enough to think that.
So I'll just let her take it away here.
Sure.
The dude that is Johnny B's co-host kind of
sidekick, yeah.
Okay. So what was he saying?
Sidekick.
Number one. You
know, yeah. Yeah, you're my producer and you're my co-host.
Yeah.
You know, you do pretty much everything.
Yeah, you sidekick, but okay.
Well, Mike asked, and Mike, you know, Mike's always gonna get the good stuff.
Right.
He asked if Will, you know, because he's at night and he's doing his thing with Johnny B, and they've been doing it for a while. And you guys don't get to really listen a lot, probably, but they do talk a lot about how they're just not happy, you know, with a lot of things and stuff.
They talk about it on the air
a lot. Like I want to say that's a lot of their show. A lot of the
Johnny B show. Wow.
I don't think that's true.
Of our show.
I don't think that's true either. I kind of take some exception to that.
I do too. I mean, we joke around in passing, probably once or twice a week. No, most of our show is calling out, calling out wokeism. That's a lot of fun, but we cover all the big stories. You know, we have a big, big story to start the show. We have What the Hell News. We have different guests on, you know, talking about anything from entertainment to pop culture. We have a freestyle rapper that calls in and roasts us. You know, we do all kinds of jive, you know, but we try to cover current topics. And really, most of our show is interacting with the callers. That's what our show's turned into since it's been 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's a lot of freestyle with the callers, and sometimes I hate it, but people tend to love it. So that's what we do mostly. We're not complaining. We're kicking Marine Rob in the balls. We're talking to Donna or Dumb Diane or, you know, like, this is what we do, you know, so... I wouldn't say complaining is a big part of our show at all.
I wouldn't either, but okay. She's certainly entitled to that perception if that's how she sees it. But yeah, I think this is going through her brain, so here we go.
We listened to them a couple of weeks ago when I was driving back from practice. I didn't hear them complaining about stuff, but
thank you.
So what are they bitching about?
Anyway, well, so Mike asked him, do you think that you're better than, you know, anybody on air here at the station, like on the bone? And Will said, I'll give him this. There was no apology. There was no humility at all.
What did he say?
I'm embarrassed for him.
Okay.
Embarrassed?
Yeah. She's embarrassed for me.
For what? What'd you do embarrassing?
Because what I said, and I'll play what I said. I pulled a tape of what I said. And this goes against jokes 101, by the way. But it was a joke. And anybody who doesn't have a head injury or brain damage could gather that.
Well, when Mike is throwing you, like, you know, an alley-oop, you know, a question like that, obviously, is Mike's the best at getting good radio, creating good radio. When he asks a question like that, and he does this with his crew all the time.
Yeah.
If you had to kill one of us, if you had to sleep with one of us, this is just part of the whole deal. So when I was listening live, and when I heard him say that, I go, oh, that's a great question. This is going to make for funny radio, and Will be locked and loaded with something funny to say. He'll have something for him. It won't be real. It'll be a joke. And that's exactly what you did. And I took it that way, and I think 99% of people took it that way. They had to, unless they're morons.
Agreed, yeah. 100%. And I knew what Mike was doing, too. So I think there's a few ways to handle it. You could be like, oh, no, I stink. That's a bad move.
Because then he's going to be like, you're not giving me the radio I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's the best at what he does. He's throwing you an underhander. Hit it.
You could deflect. You could do that, but again, yeah, that's stupid.
That's lame.
That stinks.
Yeah.
You could answer honestly, which is very dangerous.
Sure.
Or you could be so bombastic and use a little hyperbole, yep, and use literary devices in order to create some sort of humor in,
yes,
over the situation on a comedy show.
Right.
And I'll play what I said later, but I'll let her finish.
Really?
Why are you embarrassed for him?
Because he said he's better than 80% of the people on air.
Jeez. I'm sorry? Than 80%?
80%.
That's a crazy number, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
That's a wild number. With this staff? Oh, my God.
People on the highest billing radio station in the market? He's better than 80% of it. Boy, are they wasting something? Oh, they're wasting that talent.
My palms are sweaty. This is why I don't want to say it.
Stop.
Then he said, then Mike was like, okay, well,
this is where it gets good. That's not even going to be the good stuff. I know it.
No.
There's got to be more,
no,
right?
Because then, you know, Mike's not going to leave it at that.
Right.
So he said, okay, well, let's talk about people. You know, like, okay, so like, who do you think you're better than? Like, we're going to start to get into specifics.
Right.
And I'm starting to get lightheaded. This is awful.
Maybe she's got a brain injury. She's
Why is she getting lightheaded? We're talking about a joke on a morning show.
Maybe she bashed herself over the head with that dildo we gave her.
Oh, we did give her a dildo. Man, the complainers gave her something to get happy with.
I know.
Then Mike said, well, and he started naming. So he said Gio first, or one of the first few people, because he said a lot of people. And then I remember Will said, I'm better on air than Gio, but Gio's a better producer.
Okay.
So that was...
And you know what Gio said?
He agreed.
Fair.
I know. I heard him. Yeah.
That. And a couple other people.
How did Gio take that?
Actually, I think Gio said something like, okay, that's fine, or something. Like, he didn't sound mad. I don't think he was like,
whatever.
Mad.
So this is all while everybody's at Calta's house and Will's running the board from the studio.
Yeah. It's all happening live. And then there were a couple other people. I'm trying to remember who. But then Mike did say, JP. Are you better than JP? And he and Will said, he paused for a second, and I was expecting an immediate, no, he's been doing that, you know.
Right.
His brain was thinking, should I say this?
Yeah.
Why would I do that? Why would I go, oh, no?
I don't know. Like, because you don't have confidence, or you're not wanting to make good radio for Mike's show? I don't know.
Yeah, kind of.
So he even stuttered for a second before he went out?
Paused.
What did he say?
Yeah, he paused, a long pause, and then he said, well... He's been doing this a lot longer than I have. That was what he said. And Mike's like, well, I don't really answer the question.
That really doesn't.
And
I love Mike. I do. I love Mike.
He's a good interviewer, man. He knows how to dig on
you. I love you, and we'll hate you.
I know. What else did he say?
Well, he said something to the effect of, oh, God.
Not something to the effect. You listened. What did he say?
This is like the January 6th committee with that girl. The other day. Something Trump said, tried to grab the steering wheel, something to the effect of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did, but I don't want to misquote. I mean, this is not a direct quote, but what he said.
And at least she said that, because this is the Thank part God. That got kind of egregious here.
Said was
I'm
he
paraphrasing.
Thinks that if he goes into your Twitter, he's going to find some stuff,
good
some
dirt.
Good luck.
You're going to be part of the cancel culture, is what he said.
Yeah. He said, I think he said he might find the N-word in there somewhere.
Not a chance.
All I'm saying is.
You can tell by Brett's reaction away. That it might be a joke. If you can pick up any sort of social cues. Now, maybe you don't find those kind of things funny. But if you're picking up and you're saying, oh, other people are laughing. Maybe this is meant in jest. But there was just not. It was like a court reporter reading out a statement. And that was something that threw me off, too, when I called into them. Because she's like, you said this. And I go, well, yeah. But, I mean, there's context there. You'd have to hear it. It's not what I said. It's kind of... how you say it type of thing. It was clearly a joke.
When I heard it, I laughed harder than some of the other jokes, because I appreciate the ballsiness of doing that joke, because a lot of people would be afraid to now. But clearly, it's a joke. Even if you knew that that was true, that he had done that, right? You would never say that unless it was a joke. You wouldn't... It's so clearly a joke. Like, that of everything that was said today, that one was the most obvious a joke. Everybody on Mike Calta's show was laughing when you said it. So they felt like it was a joke. I guarantee people in their cars, people like myself, I was listening in my studio at home. We were all laughing. So how did everybody think it was a joke, or at least almost everybody, except for Monica? You know what I mean? That's what blows my mind. She's been doing radio for a long, long time. She's heard every kind of context you can think of. That's what really blew my mind, is that she presented it, you know, almost like, I don't know, mainstream media likes to do. Take a quote and then present it in a way that makes it sound negative, instead of saying, well, then he made this joke about you, because it was clearly a joke.
I
thought it was a good one. I thought it was a good joke.
Thank you. And it's factual, but not truthful in the context of the situation.
And how many times on this station have people joked about you being in the KKK and you're racist?
Oh, my God. More than I'm comfortable with. Yeah.
You know it's a joke, even though it's old and tired, and it's really not the reputation you want to get when people say it over and over again, obviously. But it was a joke, and it was it was about cancel culture. It was topical and everything else. And you were basically saying in the joke, if I can kind of explain it, you know, how I think you meant it, was that JP is so good at radio, the only way you would replace him is if they dug up some bad crap to cancel him.
I would have to sabotage him. And I literally said, here, let's hear what I said here.
Are you better than JP?
No, I mean, JP's got a lot of years on me. He's got
You're in the same.
Quote, no, I said.
Right.
Same role. There's Roger and JP. There's Johnny B and Will. Are you better than JP?
I don't really get to listen. So Mike's pushing. I know what he's trying to do.
Yes, because that's what he does.
And I answered the question, but he wants to, I know what he's doing. The Roger and JP very often. So now I'm thinking, all right, I gotta think of something here.
He wants a joke. Let's give him a joke.
Often, so I'm gonna. So I'm gonna.
You are better because you don't even like their show enough to listen.
Those are your words, Mr. Calta.
I'm trying to help you out, and I know you're a little shy.
Like, if you go into the management office and they say, "Why should we replace you over so and so?"
Yeah,
you know.
Like if they said, "Hey, Will, we're thinking about creating the Will Show, the Will you do at middays and get rid of Roger and JP?" Would you say yes? I think that'd be a good idea, or well, I don't know. Roger and JP are big shoes to fill.
I think I would say that they're very talented radio hosts, but I would say he's got some N-word tweets somewhere.
Oh,
just look at that. Sabotage. Whoa. Sabotage. What? But not necessarily
I like it. I like your style, Will. A little sabotage never hurts.
I like to point out that's not true. I've never done that.
By the way, we're going to be playing Who's Tweet coming up here soon. Let me see if I can find some of those. Well, here is how you're supposed to do it. Mike asked me.
Galvin, would you say you
are... Everybody. I'm better than everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Galvin's right, by the way.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. As a joke or a statement, I wouldn't argue with that. But not only did they take it as a joke, they piled jokes on top of your joke. They layered your joke with what in stand-up comedy we call taglines. They went right on top of your joke, further proving that they took it as a joke. And I can't believe it got even blown up a little bit. But for the fact that it was an all-day-long event, it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy because it was such a throwaway statement. I didn't even think about it. Well, here's Monica on if it's a joke or not.
Do you think he meant it?
Yes.
Or do you think they worked it out during spots and they kind of played it up a little
bit? I've worked with him and Johnny B before. So I obviously know him.
No, I mean, I don't really know Monica at all.
Just filling in with her.
We've done what, maybe 4 or 5 shows, maybe tops?
Monica? I've done more. I've done more with her.
Well,
I've
you know her better than I do.
You.
I don't know her at all.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but like we've only hung out outside of work a few times, having drinks at events and stuff. I've never really, delved deep into her personality and all that. I've always really liked her. We've always gotten along really, really well. I'm always super happy to see her in the building. She seems very happy to see me. I've always she's been one of my favorite people in the building, always, you know, like I've never really had an issue. We've had a couple little spats here and there when we in the last couple of years talking about certain issues that we have different views on, but that look, friends do that all the time. I've done that with some of my best friends in the world. So that doesn't make me like or dislike somebody, you know, any more or any less. You know, I was a little more shocked about this today because it almost felt like there was some pent up, you know, dislike already there for her to take what you said the way it is And, you know what I mean? That just made me feel like, you know, what's going on there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's some sort of axe to grind on her end. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I was kind of shocked. And the thing was, is I didn't hear the explanation on Roger and JP. I kind of called in. So I should have, I don't know, maybe
you thought you were walking into a
friendly territory. I called,
similar to what happened with on Calta Live. Like, they were going to be like, oh, yeah, I heard you say this. And it was going to be jokey, elbows in the side type of deal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the first thing I said was, I called to get my apology from Monica. And she immediately went,
that's funny.
Well, you're not going to get it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was expected like them to laugh or something. And they didn't laugh either. So I went,
Now you know you're in hostile territory.
Yeah, and then I got on my heels. And, well, let me just finish this clip with...
All right.
I do firmly believe he meant every word.
Really?
Right.
Ryan messaged saying he says him and Mike were just messing around, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his opinion, you know? I mean, I guess it's hard to tell.
I don't think it's that hard to tell.
Well, how come everybody but Monica felt that way? I just don't get it.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people that would agree with Monica, but they probably have
edited. I haven't seen one. I haven't seen a single one. My text messages are blowing up right now, live on the air, with friends of mine that listen to the show and they listen to The Bone all day, and they're all saying the same thing. This is crazy. Will was clearly joking. Like, it seems to be, and look, we'll take your phone calls on this because – you know, we respect everybody's opinion. And like I said earlier in the show, our show is not predicated on bitching, complaining about our position in radio. Our show is predicated on interaction with the B-holes and with doing topical news and giving our opinions on it, since that's what talk radio is people being paid, no matter how much it is, for their opinions. And that's what we thrive on, interacting with you guys. Our best shows are when we have good phone calls and they become entertaining. You know, like Kelly almost dying in a thunderstorm. Some of the best radio of the week. You know, and that's not us bitching and complaining. That is us interacting with the listeners. We're very interactive. So if you want to call in, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We would love to get your opinion on that. And you can answer the phone calls as you want, Will, as you see him loading up there. Like I said, this night is really about you. I wasn't really brought up very much. My name came up a few times, you know, just because we're on the show together. But no, I don't think anybody really, you know, talked about me in a bad way, except for all I do is bitch and complain. But
I can tell you this, that one of the things that they kind of took exception with that I said was, it was one of those scenarios like build your show, what you would want to do. So my logic, and any, I think, decent radio person's logic is, okay, now I would, in this fantasy, I'm in seat one now, so I got to build out from there. And I said, I picked Senning, Carmen, and Gio as the producers. Now, I said, you don't want to pick Mike Calta, Drew Garabo, me, and JP, because they're all number ones. You don't put Johnny B in there. You got the Johnny B show. You're the number one. So I would have to build out around me at that point. So she thought I kind of threw you under the bus, which is stupid.
How did you throw me in the bus? Because you didn't pick me as a producer?
Exactly. Like, you want to be my producer? I think you would be insulted if I asked you that.
I mean, unless we're going to make a ton of money, I mean, then I can suck it up. But yeah, that I didn't take it that way at all. No, I didn't take it that way. I thought you were grabbing from producers. I'm not a producer. I'm a host. I mean, I know how to create content, but all the things that you guys do behind the scenes, and I give you a ton of credit for it. I give Carmen a ton of credit for it. Gio, you know, Spanish, all these things behind the scenes. I've watched you guys for years do what you do, and it's a completely different skill set, and it's commendable. You know, it's not even a good enough word for it. So I would love to be able to, I've told myself for years I was going to learn and be better at that side of it. But I'm a host. I'm an entertainer. I do comedy and I sit in seat one. Can I sit in seat two? Yeah, I've done it. You know, it's fine. But I didn't take it that way when you said it. I thought you were just going to grab one of these awesome producers that work on the station.
And that's what happened. That's why I was shocked that she was kind of pushing that angle too. That's why I almost don't know. Like, maybe she doesn't like me and wanted
I'm getting that vibe, William. I'm getting the vibe.
It's possible. I've always had a small, decent conversations with her, and I know I liked her. I don't know if I like her anymore, but I did like her. And, you know, I don't know. It's just so weird. So there was a few other things, too, that I'm trying to figure out how I label these. One of the things that people took umbrage with, too, was Mike asked if I was better than John Brennan, if I could do John Brennan's job.
Clearly a joke.
Actually, no, it wasn't. And I'll explain.
I felt like it was.
It was and it wasn't. Here's, I think this is Corey Cardinal calling me an idiot today.
Oh, Jesus.
He also did mention, I think Mike asked him if he thought he could do a better job at programming than John Brennan. And he was like, I could do as good of a job, if not better than John Brennan.
Let me tell you something.
I was dumbfounded by that. Like, are you, said that on air. What are you doing? Oh my God.
And then
there you go. Who are you better than, Corey? I mean, are you better than 80% of the on-air staff?
No. See, I'm not an idiot. I wouldn't say 80% of the on-air staff. Am I better than...
Did you just call Will an idiot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Oh. Really?
Yes. I wouldn't... Man, like, when I was listening, like, I figured what he was doing was trying to stir it up, trying to ham it up a bit. I get it. But throwing a number like that, thinking that much confidence, or thinking you have that much confidence, and then rolling into the after show like you did...
Again, explaining the joke, but that's the joke.
Yeah. And what are you supposed to do?
An insane
what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to tell people you suck? Are you supposed to do that, too? Like, you know, there's only a certain, you know, a couple different directions you can go with that joke. You either go with the confident direction or you go with the I suck direction. Either way, it's in jest. You know what I mean? You weren't actually saying you were better than people and calling out people. It's just crazy to me that this was taken this way.
Here's the audio from the... And one of the things was that he said that I could do John's job better, which you'll see in a tape. I did not say that, but somebody else did.
Right. How about John Brennan? Do you think you're a pretty smart guy, if they let you be program director, could you do a better job?
I could do as good of a job as John.
Mm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm. I agree.
Approved. Nobody arguing that.
That's our boss.
That's your boss.
All of our bosses.
By the way, I 100% don't think Will could do John's job.
Oh, why not?
I think you'd do better.
Mike Calta said that I could do better. I don't know if Mike's an idiot, if Corey wants to clarify that, maybe. But
look, I don't know. I don't know what the hell. I have no idea how to do John Brennan's job.
I don't either. But hold on a second. You know who told me that I could do John Brennan's job?
John Brennan?
John Brennan.
Probably.
Do you remember that meeting that we had a while ago to celebrate you came in the Zoom meeting? He said that verbatim. And I took that as a huge compliment, because I think that John Brennan is a very talented guy and a great program director.
Very
and I know he's got
guy.
A tough job. And I like John a lot.
Me too. I talked to him 2 hours ago.
So
I love John Brennan.
I took credence in that. So, you know, that's why I said, I think I could, because John Brennan said that I could. And I know that these people don't know these things.
Right.
But, you know.
It's also good radio for you to say that. It's good radio. You know?
You have to tell me. I know.
I mean, you think John heard that and went, that bitch is fired?
Maybe. I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
No, he probably laughed if he heard it.
I don't know if this is a separate clip. Let me see.
He also did mention, I think Mike asked him if...
Oh, okay, that one I played, I think that might be it. Okay, that might be it. So, yeah, I was hearing a lot here. It wasn't as bad when I went to pull the audio, but I still found it egregious that Monica claimed a joke as fact and then said, no, it's real. When, again, you have to be mentally handicapped to
think. Or on drugs. Yeah.
That's just shocking to me. And I took a great exception with that. She's, you know, certainly entitled to her opinion, but I don't know how to react next time I see her.
I know. It's very sad, because it's going to be very awkward. And We're gonna be in studio tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So probably be right down the hall from each other. So I don't know, man. You know, hopefully, there'll be a conversation and they'll squash it. Maybe I don't know. But
I mean, I still feel like now in retrospect that she called and said that it wasn't a joke and that I said that JP had N-word stuff in his tweets, I feel like she so does stupid. Owe me an apology. She does owe me an apology.
You're not getting it. But,
well, then yeah. Fine. We just won't communicate with each other anymore. That's yeah. Unacceptable. I mean, you're trying to stir up something that's not there. Now, you may see it there, but you need to go get a CAT scan because something's wrong with your brain.
Yeah, I'm still dumbfounded. Like I can't believe that it was taken that way. I just thought, you know, there are a lot of things that we do on our show that may be misconstrued. You might go, I don't know if they were joking because, you know, we're pretty animated at times. We talk about some pretty heavy things at times. So I could see that, but this thing on the Mike Calta show, I clearly caught. I didn't take any of that as serious stuff. Mike would have never put you in a position to get yourself like in major, major trouble.
Oh, he would. And but it's my duty to get out of it, which I thought that I did.
I thought you handled it really, really well, being put on the spot. He does that to people all the time. He does it to Hoppy. He does it to Mo. He does it to anybody he can. The guy's a master at creating good radio. And I thought you handled it pretty damn well. I would say probably better than 80% of the people.